I do not understand you, Robin. I have a week off school. I come all the way back here from across the damn country to visit, and what do? You schedule a sleepover.
God, Dave, it's just one night. And I might have known to pick a different date if you didn't call and tell us you were coming home, what, 2 days ago? I've been planning this for a couple weeks. Quit whining.
Yeah.
Hey, hands off the Doritos. Those are for the party, not you.
Oh, really?
Dave, you did not eat all the chips. Oh, you freaking pig. Go out and get some more.
Me? I'm your brother, not your errand boy. Have Mom or Dad get you more.
Can't. They left half an hour ago so they could have a nice night out and I wouldn't have any annoying family members butting in on my party. Oh, wait a second. You're still here. That must be them. I'm serious, Dave. You better go get us more Doritos. Joe!
Hey, Robin!
Jeez, feels like we haven't seen each other forever. When was the last time we hung out?
Let me think. Yesterday? And the day before that? And pretty much all the time since fourth grade?
Oh, what can I say? Things wouldn't be nearly as interesting without you around.
Speaking of interesting, guess who brought a little something to liven up the party?
Beer? What the hell does a high schooler need beer for?
Like a night of watching scary movies is going to be any fun on its own. No offense, Robin.
None taken, Allie.
I'm serious. That stuff's not coming in the house.
I'm sorry, but do you have any idea how much trouble I went through to get my hands on this? It's coming in.
This isn't your house, you snotty little...
Dave, let's not start anything right now, okay? It's a six-pack and there are gonna be seven of us here. Nobody's gonna pass out drunk in the living room.
You know what? Fine. If Mom and Dad get home early and see you and your pals boozing, you just see if that explanation flies with them.
Fine by me. And by the way, if the next words out of your mouth are anything other than I'll be back in 10 minutes with more chips, Robin, I think you're done being part of this conversation.
Say no more. I've got better things to do than drink beer with a bunch of 16-year-olds anyway.
3 months away at college and he comes home thinking he's Mr. Badass.
Could be worse. You think he's bad now? Wait until he's an upperclassman.
Ugh, that's almost too horrible to contemplate.
And with that happy thought, I'll leave you to greet everybody else. Sounds like snacks are in short supply, so I want to get a few before the crowd.
Okay, see you in a few.
So, is tonight the night, Robin? You finally going to hook up with him?
Are you ever going to stop asking me that? My answer's the same as it was the last 100 times I gave it.
Oh, come on! You two would be adorable together! And you're practically attached at the hip as it is, so...
No. Just... no. He's like a brother to me. It'd be way too weird.
Whatever. Ooh, look, it's Adam! Hi, Adam!
Allie, Robin, hey guys!
So, you got the movies?
Right here. Brought a few of the classics from home. And I found a couple more at the video store.
The Hunt? Yuppo Knows? I've never heard of these.
Me either, but they looked kind of cool.
Okay. Hey, have you seen Scott and Megan? They should be here by now.
Give it a few minutes. They're probably just running a little late. See, there they are.
Hey, everyone. Sorry we're late.
It's okay, man. Making out is more important than us. We understand.
Oh, shut up, Adam.
They weren't making out. They stopped by at my house first, since it was on the way here.
Oh, Kim. Hi. Wow, I almost forgot you were coming tonight.
Well, here I am.
So that's everyone, right? Awesome. Now, let's go inside and have some fun!
Stop!
Oh my god, he's gonna kill her!
Hey, Robin, chill. It's just a movie.
I know. Just... I don't really like horror movies. It's really freaking me out. Oh! Oh, I can't look.
Oh! Oh, man, sis! You should have seen the look on your face.
Dave? Dave! That's you under that scream mask? Oh, what is your problem?
Hey, cool it. I'm just having some fun. Oh, and smile for the camera. This is gonna get me so many hits on YouTube.
I'm going to break that freaking camera if you don't get it out of my face.
I got it. All right, where'd my camera go?
Get up, Dave. You're ruining the movie.
Forget the movie. What happened to my camera? Do you know how much it cost? If I find out one of you punks took it, I swear I'm gonna kill you.
Jeez, Robin, what was that all about?
Mark Cohen over there must have lost his camera again. I don't know.
Who?
Mark Cohen? Rent? Oh, come on, Adam. All I meant is that Dave's got these delusions of being a filmmaker someday. He never goes anywhere without that damn camera.
Oh, okay. You could have just said that.
I guess. By the way, guys, I'm really sorry for the way he's acting. Dave's been kind of off since last year.
Hey, no problemo, Robin.
Oh, great. Of course the power has to go out. Dave eating half the snacks and being an ass really wasn't enough. Hang on. Let me go get a flashlight.
So much for the movie marathon, huh?
Okay. So now what?
Anybody got any really good ghost stories?
Yeah, I got one. Okay, so there was this...
Hey, I'm back.
Cool. Hey, give me that. No ghost stories complete without the right lighting.
Flashlight under the face? What is this, summer camp all of a sudden? Whatever. Catch.
Thanks. As I was saying... So, a few years ago, there was this group of kids going on a school trip. They got on their plane, and they took off, and everything went okay for about 2 minutes. And then, BAM! The plane explodes in midair, killing everyone on board! And then... One kid wakes up. He's back on the plane, and it hasn't taken off yet. It was all a dream.
He freaks out, gets kicked off the plane with a bunch of his classmates, the plane explodes just like he dreamed, then all of them die gruesomely because they cheated death when they weren't supposed to.
Final Destination only came out 8 years ago, Adam. We've all seen it by now. Get some of your own material, would you?
Hey, Robin, where's the bathroom?
Down the hall, first door on the left. Allie, are you gonna go, or did you have some other reason for asking that?
Okay. This is gonna sound really stupid, but could somebody go with me? It's just that this house is really big, and it's all shadowy and dark right now, and... Yeah, I think all those movies are starting to get to me.
I think it's the alcohol that's starting to get to you, sweetie, not the movies. I mean, how many beers have you had by now?
I don't know. Like, 2.5? What? Nobody else was drinking them.
Hey, I'll go with you, okay? Come on.
Thanks, Kim. Glad somebody here isn't a total bitch.
Hey!
Well, we've been sitting around here for hours. I need to get up and stretch my legs anyway.
I just keep thinking an evil clown or a werewolf or something's going to jump out of the hall closet and tear me apart. Stupid, huh?
Yes.
Not really. Adam, can I see the flashlight, please?
Here you go.
All right. Let's try it again. Who's got any good ghost stories?
Well, have any of you heard the one where...
Oh my god! What was that?
Calm down, Robin. It's okay.
But didn't you hear that? They were screaming. We have to go help.
Oh, come on. They're just doing it to freak us out. $10 says they walk back in here in a couple of minutes, laughing their asses off.
Okay.
Listen, I can go check on them if it'll make you feel any better. Down the hall, first door on the left, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Allie? Kim?
Ah!
Adam? Adam, what happened?
Oh, nothing. I tripped. I'm fine.
Adam? Is that you?
Yeah. You and Allie can cut it out now. You've got Robin really scared. Shit! Kim! What? You're covered in... You're covered in blood! Are you okay?
Oh God. I'm not even sure what happened. We came down here and opened the door to the bathroom. There was someone inside. I didn't see who it was, but he had a knife and...
What? Where'd he go? Where's Allie?
I don't know. He ran out and I didn't see him anymore.
And Allie?
Inside. Look.
Oh God, Kim, come on. We have to tell the others.
Adam? That you?
Yeah, it's me, man.
Okay, so did you find our pranksters?
Scott, I don't know how to say this, but there wasn't any prank. There was someone here with a knife. Allie's dead.
What?
Adam, if they got you in on this, great, but the joke's over. You're seriously starting to scare us.
It's not a prank, Joe. Look at me. You think this blood all over my shirt is fake? Go look at the bathroom. Allie died. Somebody stabbed her. Do you really think I joke about that?
I'm sorry.
Okay, look, am I the only person that caught the part where Adam talked about the guy with the knife who was still in the house? We need to call 911, and we need to get the hell out of here!
The power's out, remember? No phones. So, who's got their cell? Nobody? Come on, it's 2008. Get with the program, guys. Fine. Mine's upstairs in my room. We can get that.
Don't you think splitting up is a bad idea right now?
I'm not going alone. Dave? Dave?
Where is he?
I don't know. I don't think he left his room after the video camera thing. Locked. Great. He must have gone to bed. He's such a heavy sleeper. A hurricane couldn't wake him up.
I can go with you, Robin.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Guess we'll be back, guys. Kim, can I see the flashlight?
It's okay. I do know the way around my own house. Let them hang on to it.
Fine. Lead the way.
Why aren't they back yet?
They've only been gone a couple of minutes, Megan. And it'll probably take a little while to get there and find Robin's phone in pitch darkness. Calm down.
Calm down? Calm down? Adam, there's a knife-wielding maniac somewhere in this house. How in the hell am I supposed to calm down?
Megan, it's all right. Robin and Joel will be back in a minute with the phone, and the police will come. You'll be okay. We'll be okay.
I need some air. I need to get out of here. Can we... Scott, can we please go outside? Just for a minute?
Kim? Adam? Will you be okay here for a little bit? We'll be right back.
Yeah, go on.
Here, take the light.
Thanks.
This is so weird. I've never seen Megan like this before. I didn't think anything could scare her.
Death is a pretty scary thing. She might not scare easily when it comes to horror movies, but this is real life.
I know. God, I wish it wasn't so dark in here. What if that guy comes back? What if he is back and he's standing right behind us now?
Don't think like that. Look, let me go into the other room and see if I can find another flashlight or some candles or something.
What? No, don't leave me here by myself.
Kim, it's okay. I'll be back before you know it. Just stay here.
Megan, are you gonna be okay?
No, Scott. Why would I be okay? There's a dead girl and a murderer in that house. We need to get away from here before we get killed, too.
I'm not leaving Adam and Joe and the others here, Megan. Not if there's something I can do to help them here.
You could help them more if we leave, Scott. Let's just go out the back gate and call the cops from a neighbor's house.
But...
I don't want to leave them alone any more than you do, okay? But we wouldn't even have to be gone for long. It'll be quicker for us to do that than wait for Robin to find her phone.
Well, when you put it that way... All right, let's go.
Scott, what was that?
I don't know. It came from over there. Hold on. Who's there? Megan, it was just a... Megan? Megan! No! Megan! Wake up! What? You? No. Wait. What are you? No!
Hey, Kim. Hey! It's me. I found some candles. Here.
Sorry. Just don't sneak up on me like that. You scared me.
Where are Scott and Megan?
I haven't seen them. They went out into the backyard, right? You think we should check on them?
I think so. Be right...
No, Adam. I don't want to stay here alone again. That was so creepy.
All right. Come on, then. Move! Don't look!
What, Adam? What is it?
No! Not them too! No!
We have to find... Where are Robin and Joe?
Still upstairs, I think. I hope.
Ow! Damn it!
Any luck yet?
If I had any, I'd be talking to the cops instead of answering you. Just been tripping over stuff all this time.
So much for knowing your room like the back of your hand, huh?
I never said that. I just thought it'd be nicer to let everybody else have the light. Starting to wish I'd brought it now, though.
You think they're okay?
Well, if they weren't, we'd have heard screaming by now, right?
Joe! Robin!
You're all right. Thank God.
Yeah, we're fine. What happened?
It's Scott and Megan. We found them in the backyard. They're dead. Stabbed, just like Allie.
What?
No, it's true. I saw them too.
This has to stop. Seriously, Robin, where the hell is your phone?
What do you think I've been looking for all this time? You guys have lights? Give me one and help.
Okay, here. Take my candle.
Listen, Robin?
Hmm? What is it?
Even if we find the phone and call the police, if they don't show up fast enough, well, I think you could know what would happen to us. And I don't want to die without telling you that I, well, ever since I met you, I...
You really don't want to finish that sentence.
Since when did you think you could tell me what to do?
Since it's going to save your life. You say what I think you're about to say, and you're going to be Dave's next victim, hands down.
Hold on, Adam. What the hell do you mean, Dave's next victim?
I mean, he's behind this. He killed Allie and Megan and Scott, and we're next. What was the last thing he said to all of us, hmm? If I find out one of you punks took it, I swear I am going to kill you.
You mean he's killing us because he thinks we took his video camera?
Anybody else got some completely insane conclusions to jump to, or can we please get back to what we were doing?
I'm not jumping to anything. Your brother is psychotic, Robin. Don't think I don't remember last year.
Adam, don't. It was an accident, okay?
Was it, Robin?
What are you talking about?
Either of you remember Michael Adams? Football team, year older than us?
Didn't he die in a car crash or something?
Yeah, that was him. He was a friend of mine. Just before spring break last year, he asked Robin out. You two made it to, what, one date, Robin?
Adam.
Dave didn't like the guy hanging around his baby sister. So one day, Dave finds Mike outside school and takes a swing at him. They fight for a couple of minutes, and then Dave just pushes him into traffic. A bus came by and splattered him all over the street. So, you want to take Robin aside and tell her you've always loved her, Joe? Maybe make out with her a little? You be my guest. Have fun getting knifed.
You are really an asshole. You know that?
Joe! Come on, Kim, let's go find him. And you, Adam, stay here and keep looking for the phone. When we get out of this, I swear to God, I am never speaking to you again.
Have fun getting knifed. Who the hell does Adam think he is? Probably just jealous I made a move on Robin first, but... what if he's right, though, about Dave? I've known him almost as long as I've known Robin, and he's never seemed the type to go on a murder spree. But then, there was that fight with Mike, so it could be true. What am I saying? Adam's just a bastard and a liar. He probably never even saw.
Hey, watch it. Who's there?
Dave?
Yeah. What's going on? When the power blow?
Kim, Robin, run. He's here. Whew. All right. Maybe I'll be safe here. Where did I end up? The whole closet. God forbid I run someplace that locks from the inside. Maybe he's just walking past and I'll be okay. No. If he's walking past, he might be going for the girls. I can't let him kill Robin. Or Kim. Nothing in here I can use as a weapon, but he's not that much bigger than me. If he's not expecting it, I might be able to knock him down. All right then. One, two, three! Oof! What the... Guys, get out of here. It's... Ah! Ah!
Oh my God. Did you hear that? Kim? Kim, where are you?
I'm right here.
Oh. Okay. You moved away from the light and I couldn't see you.
But I heard the scream. That was Joe, wasn't it?
I think it was.
So Adam was right?
I hope not. God, I hope not. I have to find Joe. I need to see if he's all right. He could still be alive.
Robin, don't! What if Dave... What if whoever it was is still down there?
If he is, then I'll talk to him. He's not gonna kill me. I'm his sister.
Look at what he did to the others. They were almost strangers to him. What's to say he won't hurt you too?
It's a chance I have to take. If you're worried about your safety, stay upstairs. Go back to my room and stick with Adam, okay?
No, it's all right. I'll go with you. See anyone here?
There he is! He's covered in blood. No heartbeat. He's not breathing. Oh God. Joe. I'm so sorry this happened to you. Why did it have to happen to you? My best friend, Joe. I love you. You don't deserve this.
Shit. Oh shit. It sounded like Joe. Damn it. I was right. I didn't want to be right. Not really. I was just scared and talking out of my ass and... Kim, Robin, they went looking for him. Where are they? Oh God, not them too. Robin, Kim, I'm coming!
Robin, what happened?
Dave.
Yeah, Robin, it's Dave. Come on, you're gonna be okay.
I'm so sorry, Dave. I thought you...
No, nothing to be sorry about, Robin. Just stay with me. Please, little sis, just stay with me. Damn it, I said stay with me. Don't you dare die, Robin. Don't you dare.
You.
What?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Me? My sister is dead, asshole. What do you think is wrong?
That you killed her! You killed all of them!
What the fuck are you talking about? I went to bed and you were all out in the living room watching movies. I just woke up and everyone's dead.
Liar! You killed them, just like you killed Mike!
I never killed anyone. Mike was an accident. He fell off the curb. I haven't stopped feeling guilty about that since it happened. How the hell do you think I'd actually be able to murder anybody? Let alone my own sister.
You're crazy! How should I know how you think?
Don't you accuse me of this.
If it wasn't you, then who was it?
I don't know. I just don't know. But I swear I didn't touch Robin or anyone else.
Who's there? I said, who's there?
Watch out!
Huh?
Adam!
And then there was one.
Kim?
Wow, you remembered my name. That's surprising. Your sister didn't get it right until halfway through sophomore year.
Don't tell me you did this. You murdered everyone in the house?
Mm-hmm. All me.
Why? How could you?
Did you see how they treated me? None of them talked to me unless I called attention to myself. Some of them didn't even remember I was going to be here tonight. And it's not just them. It's everybody.
So you stabbed them all because they weren't talking to you? Crazy little attention whore. And Adam thought I was nuts.
Shut up! It's going to change now. You'll see. Once I'm all done with you, people aren't going to ignore me anymore.
That's my camera you're holding!
Yep. Once this video gets on the internet, I'll be a living urban legend. Smile for the camera. You have been listening to Smile, written and produced by Robin Carlyle and C. Alexander Schwartz. Featured in the cast were Jules Ismail as Dave, C. Alexander Schwartz as Robin, Stephen Hikes as Joe, Melissa D. Johnson as Allie, Aaron Einhorn as Adam, Mike Winters as Scott, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Megan, and Robin Carlyle as Kim. Post-production done by C. Alexander Schwartz. A special thank you to David Allen Krauss for his amazing original score. To hear more of his work, visit his website at www.davidallenkrauss.com. This has been a BrokenSea.com Halloween audio production.